happened in Somalia with over 358 dead.
I want to follow up on the point about what happened in Libya and why the progressive forces must continue to press for a United Nations investigation in what happened in Libya. I spelled all of this out in my book, Global NATO and the Catastrophic Failure in Libya. What is happening in Niger is a continuation of what happened in Libya. France is in deep crisis. France is has taken over as Undersecretary of Peacekeeping Forces in the United Nations. France tried to put a resolution through the United Nations Security Council to get more money for France in Niger, in Chad, in Mali.
Horace Campbell, we're going to have to leave it there, and Mark Fancher as well, but we'll do part two and post it online at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
European foundational values are at...
You are in danger from lightning if you can hear thunder. Learn more about lightning safety at www.lightningsafety.noaa.gov. Lightning kills. Play it safe. This message is brought to you by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and your local National Weather Service office.
Hi, this is Adrienne Barbeau. Every year, hundreds of homes located near our nation's wildlands go up in smoke, and that's something which often can be prevented. If you live near forest, park, or wildlands, like I do, take a moment to learn how to make your home or cabin survivable. Go to the internet to firewise.org or write to the Interior Department at Firewise, Washington, D.C., 20240. Take a moment. Save your life and your memories. Hi, this is Adrienne Barbeau. Every year, hundreds of homes located near our nation's wildlands go up in smoke, and that's something which often can be prevented. If you live near forest, park, or wildlands, like I do, take a moment to learn how to make your home or cabin survivable. Go to the internet to firewise.org or write to the Interior Department at Firewise, Washington, D.C., 20240. Take a moment. Save your life and your memories.
Hello, and good evening, everyone. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It's probably about 6 o'clock. That means it's time for Off the Wall. there. All right. I'm doing it. I'm turning the brightness down on the WSB computer. Enough about that.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Off the Wall. I'm Kyle, and tonight I'm joined by Emmanuel. He's right beside me, right over there.
It's not so loud, please. Just, yeah.
What, too chipper?
A little too chipper. I'm not in a...
You want me to bring you down?
Chipper. The theme probably can come down a little bit, too, I think.
We can do this.
This is Kyle's inauguration by fire on the new board.
Incrementally, yeah. They are putting me under the gun. That I am at the helm, at the controls. Here, I can move it. I can move the whole board.
Don't do that.
All right, no.
Put it back.
I'm putting the good luck squirrel.
Kyle's walking out the door with a new board. No,
yeah, come back. You just need a really long Ethernet cable, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, we're hackers. We have really long Ethernet cables, so we're going to put this in the back of our trunk and just keep doing the show as we drive around campus.
Frank is driving over here right now. He's got a pickaxe.
Okay.
So yeah. I would be very cautious as to what you actually do.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, no, we're here. Thank you for joining us.
Who are you thanking? Are you thanking the listeners?
The listeners. It's a wet Tuesday evening.
It is. Wet and windy.
And if you're not out there on the road, if you're reading a book...
Get out on the road, because you're going to miss it if you don't get out on the road now. No, seriously, it's amazing. Trees falling and branches and... it's something else.
Yeah, the wind is really strong, and I don't know, I like it. I like the moisture.
Yeah, so, I do too. Yeah. I do.
The leaves are in full effect too, by the way.
Yeah,
if you haven't looked.
Yeah, they're starting to come down.
Yes.
It's just one of those stormy days, and it's good to be indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to be indoors because I've been sick the last few days, and you can tell by my voice. I have a totally different timbre to my voice. I've been through several phases of this. It started, I think, Friday with a sore throat, and I had that for most of the weekend. Then I had a cough, and now today I've got the aches and pains. You know, the aches and pains you get in your legs and things like that, and just kind of like a headache-y feeling. So I'm just kind of moping around and not getting anything done and feeling depressed, and I'm glad that it's rainy and windy because that kind of suits my mood. I think I'd be more depressed if it was sunny and bright, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're not alone. You're not alone. And fortunately, it's coming on Halloween, which is always a lot of fun.
Whoopee.
Yeah.
I'm enthused. No, I'm
very... No, I gotta say, I got swindled into it, and I bought a lot of candy.
Yeah, what was up with it? We were in the drugstore... The other day,
no,
I was getting drugs because I was sick, and you walked out with three bags of candy.
Well, the whole like loyalty card thing is this ongoing thing with the drugstore.
Every place you go, no, it's not just the drugstore. Every place you go, you get into some kind of back and forth with the sales clerk about giving out your personal info, phone numbers, loyalty, all that. And I just want to buy the damn product and be done with it. You're filling out surveys and keeping in touch for the rest of your life. It's like, for God's sake, where does this end? When did this start? It's horrible.
It turns into this guilt thing, and I know you're there, so I know you're aware of all the information, the choices I'm making, and I just want the deal, you know? It turns into this incredible saga of, like, just, you know, oversharing, and, like, then just me being mortified and wanting to get out of there. So, in any event... I had a lot of overpriced candy, but I've cut myself off. There's no more candy that I'll be consuming, and I'm going to be donating it to hypoglycemic children somewhere. In any event, so what else is going on? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. If anyone's looking for the WSB squirrel, I have it. It's right here on the console.
I don't think that's what Bob was looking for.
Okay. Well, Bob...
What he's looking for.
Bob
exactly.
is hard at work here. It is fundraising season. I want to remind everyone, if you are willing and able, please give us some money.
But there's nobody answering phones, unfortunately. So you have to go to WUSB.FM to do it.
For now, WUSB.FM will suffice. We appreciate it. And I just want to put that out there right away.
Thanks, everybody who's calling, who has called in the past week or so.
No, actually, we're doing all right as a station. We can elaborate. But suffice to say, there is a lot of work and operation stuff that benefits from your pledge, so we really appreciate that, and thank you.
So I apologize, I'm a bit scatterbrained, not able to really keep thoughts in my head because of whatever it is I'm going through right now. I think it's probably a touch of the flu or some like beginning of season malady or something like that, hopefully in the next couple of days it'll be gone. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it's not good to be under the weather. So
no, it's not.
We'll have to be making soup or something, but definitely, yeah, people watch out. Take care. And
Your perspective changes on things. You know, things that cheered you up in the past make you depressed now, you know? It's just the world seems darker and slower and I don't know, just different because of the way you physically feel.
No, I hear that. No, I know where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. And I relate the motivation to do just simple things that you need to do every day so that you have time to do other things.
Yes.
And oh gosh, it just really does upset your routine. Nobody likes that feeling at all.
That's why I'm sitting over here this week, and I'm sitting over there.
I'm gleeful. I'm like, I have so much control. I don't even know what to do. The board, pretty much, it's on autopilot. It's just, I can probably in a couple years we'll upgrade. I just have to talk to it, and that would be really weird talking to your voice activated radio studio. That makes no sense. That'd be terrible radio.
Well. Everything is voice activated these days, so I wouldn't be surprised to see something like that happen.
Well, maybe some kind of brain mind interface. The DJs of the future will simply think about the right level for the channel they're looking at, and that will magically work. But I'm over here. I'm just I want to support discussion, and I don't know, any stories, anything you want to talk about. There's lots of. Little things going on. We get local things,
non-local things. I was listening to some snippets of the news today, just for amusement's sake, and just to find out, you know, what's going on.
It's good to check back, but you know, we've been really engaged with all of it, so it's not like it misses us, and we certainly. I don't know. Have to meter our dosing.
Well, you know what I realized sitting over here in the other chair is that the computer is on the other side of the room.
Oh,
so I can't look things up.
You want me to check something?
Well, no. You're doing other things. I'm sitting over here doing nothing. I should be able to just look something up, but I can't because it's over there.
Okay.
So either we need a second computer or we need to move that. We're not going to do either one today, obviously. But go to the news site.
I'll look something up. So the opportunity's not wasted because we have this valuable resource.
This cough drop here, and I'll all set.
Yes, I'm here. I am the modern American radio DJ.
What's the first headline that you see on the news there? We can talk about whatever that is.
Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And how about him and good old Bob Corker? They're really...
From Tennessee.
Yeah, the Republicans... Stumbled upon a spine? Is that what I'm saying?
Well, here's what's going on.
What's going on?
Today, Senator Flake announced he wasn't running for re-election, and all of a sudden found his voice and is criticizing Donald Trump, as Senator Corker has been doing, also not running. And this is good, because finally you have people speaking their opinion and calling Trump out on his lies, and they are lies. You can't even say that's an opinion anymore, because you can't make up facts. Facts are provable, and he says things that simply are not true, and you can prove it, and that makes it a lie. He keeps saying it afterwards. And when you have Republicans, people in his own party saying this, they have some integrity for saying it, and they need to be respected for that. And yes, I can respect Republicans. It's entirely doable if they speak up and say something that is factually correct or that takes courage. And I find what's interesting here is that you have two senators now who are doing this, both of whom are no longer running. So if you're not in fear of losing your seat, you can be honest. Think about that. That's what it takes. If you feel that you have to run for re-election and you're going to need Donald Trump or Donald Trump's voters, then you can't be honest and you have to follow all the crap that, excuse me, that he's outputting on a daily basis. Now, that should tell you the state of things right now is that you have to basically swallow the crap. It's the nicest way I can say it, in order to survive politically in that party right now. There's no better evidence than what we're seeing right now. And it's a sad statement. It's also, you know, while today was good because you had the senators actually speaking out and being quite honest from his own party, it's also very scary because you realize how powerful the Trump voters are. And that these guys are so afraid of them that they know that going against Trump, you know, standing up for the truth and calling him out on his lies, that is enough to get you kicked out. So those people who don't have spines are going to double down with the lying and backing him up. And that's the necessary ingredients for fascism. And there is just no other way to look at it. And that's the road that we're heading down. Now, you know, whether we continue down that road, that's entirely up to Democrats. If they grow a spine, if they actually start countering this hard and coming up with candidates that we can be enthused about, not the same people over and over again, and not trying to go to the middle of the road, people that you're never going to get to vote on your party line. Let's be more progressive. Let's debate these people and start trying to gain new ground rather than retake old ground.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a time to be predictable, and I think some new blood is certainly always welcome, but now more than ever an important part of what people need to bring to the table to get somewhere,
mm-hmm.
You know, actually be there to be an actor or an agent for the administration. There's a lot of cooperation, and there needs to be less of that and a lot more denunciation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we need to do a better job of not going for the purity so much. If we're confronted with a candidate that we have a disagreement with, we should not be condemning them because we disagree with them on something. And that's what Democrats, that's what people on the left tend to do. Someone has to be perfect or they're no good at all. We're not going to get perfect. We have to get enthused behind somebody that is imperfect. You know, there's no better example of that than the feud between Cuomo and de Blasio. You know, two Democrats in the same state who can't agree on anything and are always cutting each other down. This is so stupid and infantile. Think of how much we can get done if we work together. And this is something Democrats need to learn how to do, and this is something that Democratic voters need to learn how to do as well. But we need candidates that are fresh voices and are saying things that, are a bit, lively and maybe even controversial, but represent our interests.
Yeah, and it can look, like you said, look past the sort of immediate differences, perhaps, you know, for the greater good, for the actual evolution of the party or in fact of society and the greater political body itself. So that is exciting to hear. I don't know, at least some dissent and the, I guess, ever larger fracturing within the Republican Party. It's true. Yeah, Democrats need to, we have a place in this wherever you stand as citizens to create the kind of environment that actually gets things done.
Trump is tweeting.
Lord.
You might have heard my phone make a noise. Trump is tweeting. He said, right now, so nice being with Republican senators today. Multiple standing ovations. Most are great people who want big tax cuts and success for U.S. .. And that means there's another tweet coming, I'm sure. Previously today, this is where we are right now. These are the kinds of things that he said. He was talking about Senator Corker, who already has a reputation for standing up to him. Senator Corker is the incompetent head of the Foreign Relations Committee. Look how poorly the U.S. has done. He doesn't have a clue, as the entire world was laughing and taking advantage of us. And people like Little Bob Corker, spelled L-I-D-D-L-E, have set the U.S. way back. Now we move forward. We have a president who basically his MO is making fun of people's personal appearances, you know, making fun of Bob Corker's height. You know, it's just unbelievable that somebody who is the leader, supposedly the leader of the free world, which he is not because he basically lost the ability to do that. This is how he makes his point, by mocking people. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, he thinks that's powerful. To him, that's power. That's his strength. And I've seen even I heard a little bit today about how this is being spun as basically the quote establishment. This is evidence of the administration getting rid of people, forcing them out. In other words, these people, these Republicans retiring, who then say something remarkable as they're going out the door and so on. But, you know, it's whatever the case, people need to speak truth to power. They need to, not just accept the verbiage, the kind of rhetoric that the administration wants everyone to repeat. And these individuals, their representatives, they should be able to speak their mind. You know, they should have a say. People should listen to them and take note. I mean, it means it says a lot.
Yeah,
that we're actually that they're condemning what has been an interesting presidency so far.
Yeah, and if there's a single one of these people who stands up to Trump and is rewarded for it by the voters, that means a lot. That sends a big signal. That's what I'm worried about, that won't happen, people who dare to stand up to him will be punished by the voters.
And just imagine what is off the record in all of this. And that kind of, if you really break it down, if you think about it, it's kind of amazing. In all the years these people have been in office and served, that they're having to make these judgments and evaluations, and gosh, what that says is really remarkable about our system and about where we're at, as you've indicated in those tweets. But gosh, they're probably saying and thinking things that we probably know, but would be a bit surprised at in light of all of this.
Well, there'll be behind the scenes, a lot of memoirs coming out in years ahead, but I don't want to wait for the memoirs. We need to know now what's going on. Let's pay attention to what is being actually said by these people, Corker in particular, saying that Trump is a security threat to this country. And that's nothing to minimize. That is something that is very true. The way he has handled the North Korean situation alone is something that puts a large part of the world in jeopardy. But other ways that he has handled other parts of our international relations, from Africa to Europe to anywhere, really, there's nobody who's immune from it, makes us less trustable, less secure, open to all kinds of spontaneous, unpredictable behavior on his part. It's a very scary situation that we are in. We can mock it, we can make fun of it, but the fact remains, this guy can kill millions of people if he feels like it. He could just do that, and there's not a whole lot that can stop him, unless there are some people with actual courage who are willing to sacrifice a lot to prevent him from doing destructive and incredibly harmful things. You know, this is not getting any better. We've been talking like this since the beginning, and it has not improved over the months. If anything, it's gotten far worse. Imagine how much worse it can get over the next couple of years, if it even lasts that long. Something needs to be done. We need to, and I hope people inside are looking at options, are figuring out ways that we can get him out of there. I've learned from this that all my critiques of Republican people over the years, that I would be so comfortable with any of those people that I critiqued over the years compared to this. I really would be. And I'll even go so far as to say that I don't consider Donald Trump to be a true Republican. So, I'll continue to critique Republicans and also say that this guy isn't one of them. He's using them, and they're going to be paying the price for this a lot more than Democrats are in the long term. But we need to start thinking as one now, as just people, and Democrat and Republican. We are in jeopardy. We are in jeopardy because this guy is a loose cannon. And, there have been a lot of loose cannons over the centuries, but never one with this much power. And that's something that I think is keeping a lot of people up at night.
Yeah, one of the things that was said from these one of these senators, I believe, was that he lies and lies to foreign leaders. Mm-hmm. That's going around today, and I think that's kind of disrupts, I think, the peaceful transition and the continuity of government that is so critical for our diplomatic posture and the way we appear to other countries in the world. So if that gets around and becomes how we're perceived, even more so.
It's gotten around.
All of that transition, all that work to give him an opportunity to lead is squandered, and we're well, I believe, set back. And I don't think very many people would disagree. If you disagree and you think that we have not been set back more so than when we started this term, that would be January 21st, 22nd. We'll call it January 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah. If you feel like if we're not further behind in any regard, give us a list. Tell us. 631-632.
Give us a list?
Yeah.
Of what?
Of all the accomplishments. We want to hear all of them.
I don't want to hear. I mean, because they're nonsense. They're nonsense accomplishments.
Okay, what should we ask
people? I want to hear people's opinions one way or another. Not just if you disagree with us, because, yeah, I always hear from people who disagree. People who agree, they keep quiet. And why is that, folks? Why is that?
Okay, so
why are you so quiet? Why aren't we seeing you out in the streets? Why aren't we seeing you waving signs and doing all kinds of things to take this regime down?
So don't give us a list. We want to know what needs to be done. We are asking what needs to be done. Clearly, it's not standing outside with signs because you're not out there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, we want to at least be on the right track with what people are doing. So what are we going to do? We're gonna sit this out another 3 years. Tell us how you feel. We're asking because it appears anybody could step up. Anybody could do something and take this, but take an active role and with a but we need a plan as a people, as
a
country.
To strategize. We need to plot and scheme and come up with ideas on ways of doing things.
What's the number? It's right here on the phone. 631-632
WUSB, 631-632-9872. That's
Thank
an on-air line. If you call that line, we will put you on the air, and you can tell us how you feel. But I want to hear some actual ideas. I want to hear either why we are wrong and some solid evidence that shows this, or tell us something that you're thinking of, which would be a good way to make this move in a positive direction. Because week after week of just complaining about this, it doesn't solve anything. I think we all know that. We need to be doing things. I mean, look at what's happening in Catalonia. You have people there that want independence from Spain. It provoked one hell of a reaction from the Spanish government, and a reaction that I think is going to basically do more good for them, for the Catalonia independence movement, than anything else could have. All right, and the reason that is because they're coming down really hard on the independence movement when they could have actually opened up a dialogue without granting independence right away, or maybe not ever. But now, by taking away some of their governing power and punishing them in other ways, all they're doing is unifying people against the Spanish government. Yeah. And that's going to really be their undoing. And people there, they are in the streets, hundreds of thousands of them, because this is something that matters to them. And it's not being handled correctly. Now, I think in this country, we're losing a lot as well. And we need to be as vocal. We need to be out there. We need to be doing things. And unfortunately, in America, we feel like we don't have power when we actually do. And you know, you can prove it by seeing how militarized our police have gotten, where people have to be put down whenever they go out into the street and start protesting or being loud. How penalties have gone way up for any kind of interference or activism. This is something that, you know, we need to keep in mind and not be intimidated by.
Not to mention surveillance. I mean, anybody who goes to these things, you're photographed, you're filmed, your connections are compromised with spoofed towers, all that surveillance technology is used, and we tell ourselves, in spite of that, we don't have power. We convince one another that it's not something we can affect, and that's not true. It's not at all true. When you get together, when you organize, when you have a plan, that's when you are able to push ahead and create a response.
Yeah,
and that's what we need.
It takes spirit, it takes imagination, it takes courage to do these things. But you know, it only takes one person really to get it started, to do something that inspires more people to do more. Civil rights movement, independence movements, any movement that has stood up for the oppressed or for people that are being led down the wrong path, basically kicking out a dictator, kicking out a regime, it all gets started by something simple. You know, people not being allowed to stay out at night, people not being allowed to walk down the street, people not being allowed to express their opinions. You pick the country, and almost every country in the world has a history where this kind of thing was confronted head on by individual people like us, and it led to change. And we're no different. We think we're different. We're not. We're not that different at all. We're very easily programmed, and it's something that we need to get past. And unfortunately, you know, the programming does work. I mean, look at this. We're not getting a single phone call.
631-632-9872.
It never ceases to amaze me how people don't want to talk about issues that matter. You know, we're talking about sports, you know, the World Series or something like that. The phone lines would be packed. But, yeah, what are you going to do, Trump? You can't talk about Trump.
Yeah, nobody wants
Nothing's
to talk about
change.
The Yankees.
Well, the Yankees, forget them.
Yeah, nobody wants to add their... go ahead. Yeah,
I don't know. It's I feel like a broken record.
You're not.
Well, in some ways I am, but I'm also I've got a fever, and you know, I don't know what I'm saying, but I do know that something is seriously wrong, and that it's going to get worse if we don't do something about it, and that our listeners and the people of this country are in a very unique position that we've never been in before. And if we just sit back and let the rest of the world deal with it, we're not going to be happy with the results.
Yeah. There are senators saying that the leader of our country lies.
Mm-hmm.
To foreign leaders.
Yeah.
That's the thing that people, you know, are talking about on the sort of sidelines of in diplomatic circles is that he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up lies. And, you know, that is who our country is behind right now. And we have to stop being afraid of this base, the alleged base, because
yeah,
they're people too, and they can't all be, like, you know, incredibly thrilled with what's going on.
Well, you know, obviously some are, but there are decent people amongst them.
For how long? I mean, how long do you want to upend Washington? How many services, how many aspects of our leadership are we going to shed?
Mm-hmm.
in whether it's, you know, something that affects you directly in your day-to-day life, or that might affect other communities, but affects you nationally. It affects you as, you know, a patriot or a citizen in larger ways.
631-632-9872. Does anybody have any opinion on any of this?
Let me shake the phone.
My God. Yeah, does the phone even work?
I'm going to hold the phone up to the microphone. I'm going to shake it.
I mean, you know, I know Long Island is a hotbed of Republicans, but, you know, we have brains. We can debate. We can have a conversation about this. It's not forbidden yet.
Oh, we have a call.
Thank God. We got to press that button. Okay, this is the first time we've done this. Press the on-air part. Yeah.
Hello, you're on WUSB.
I don't think you pressed the right button. Did you press one that says air? On the phone.
No, I put them
How
on
hold. How you doing?
There you go.
All right, sorry, I put you on hold. Go ahead. You're on WUSB.
I'm sorry, I called the other number, 6901, and got and started my little rant, and I'm not trying to rant.
Wait, who are you ranting to on that line?
I thought I was ranting to you guys.
You were probably...
You want to talk to?
But who was it you were ranting? Because there's nobody to answer the phone, so... Okay.
No, somebody answered, it's just...
I believe one of our staff members... helping out with the WUSB Fall Radiothon.
Oh, there was somebody. I didn't know this.
Yeah, it was probably Bob, one of our helpful volunteers.
Okay, we'll call
staff
her
members.
Rant to us then. Because
we'll move forward.
Please proceed. We'd love to hear your ideas. And go ahead.
They kind of have us by the cojones. And what I mean by that is I'm not saying nobody can get out in the street and protest. I am saying... And, you know, I'm an off-the-wall, off-the-hook guy. You all kind of know me a little, or some. But I did a contract for Donald Trump years ago, scale model. I've mentioned it. Bernie knows about it regardless. But Bernie and Kevin, you know, they also got in a situation and went to a jail and taught themselves law or something. I went through that. But some of these
you turned on your radio, you're repeating.
Got it.
Thank you.
Some of these big, rich, I got it, powerful politicians we've had, like the guy out east. I can't think of their names. I'm sorry, I'm blank. They go to prison because they had their hands in the till, or he put his son in a no-show position. That's illegal for everybody, except, you know, and then a year and a half later, they're not in a local jail. They're in a substantial case sentence in a prison, and then all of a sudden all this some kind of loophole and they're going to redo the case, and there's a good chance they're going to get off on it. I'm not saying that's BS. What I am saying is what you and I go into Family Dollar or Dollar Store or deli and steal a piece of bazooka bubble gum, we're screwed. That we get caught, we're going to jail. Expensive, you got to get a lawyer, you got charges, you take off days from work, blah blah blah, fines and a surcharge. Okay. They have us where they want us as far as, and they really kind of do, as far as if you go out and protest, they will snatch you up. And they'll hold you accountable in ways they shouldn't. Now, for example, on WBAI's Gary Noll, I've wondered, I helped Gary. I've wondered how he hasn't been arrested or how he hasn't been bumped off, like, you know, I don't know.
For doing a show about health?
Oh, well, Gary does exposés about many, many things,
okay,
such as K and many things, way past health. He's a lot like you guys in a lot of those ways. And it's great stuff, but and he's doing it for us, for the good. Like you guys try to do. They can call you hackers all day, but you guys, I can see, are hackers, are responsible hackers for the good. You're not trying to say, oh, do this, get into this, let's screw everybody, take down the get on the military's websites. I don't care if you do that on your own time, but you're not promoting that in a big way, or they disappear you or something.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, regular Tom, Dick, and Jane, we know. We don't, you know, people that don't even know the law know. If I go out and I get a sign, or I go to the precinct and stand out front, or I go to, here's a perfect example. I go to the senator's office. Senators are no longer so available. They post things. They have a place they go to present something. They don't want you. You can come to their office if you need assistance with a disability or a problem, but you can't go there with 60 people and protest, or 200,000 people and protest. You will be arrested.
Is that the worst thing in the world if that does happen, though? Having 60 people there or 1,000 people there? That would certainly...
No, I got in there, and I have my own career, and I got in and I taught myself law, and I love it, and I wish that was my career before I paid for the other one. So, no, it's not the worst thing in the world, but a lot of people know, if you will, and just give me license, know better than to get themselves ridiculously jammed up by people who are so ridiculous that will jam you up like that. Now, I'm not saying the good inspector of the local precinct is the bad guy, but on the other hand, they're with these extra monies, and they don't know what to do with all their leftover war toys. They're giving them to precincts and saying, oh, you got this issue, you got that. We're going to give you big military transport machines, and you can go into a protest or a riot and break up the crowd and hose them down or shoot them or rubber bullets or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that's, you know, the presumption is that the protesters are the enemy of the police. Why does that have to be the assumption? You know, they're standing up for democracy. They're standing up for their individual opinion. If anything, the police should be protecting them.
I agree with you, and those are our original rights, and a lot of them have been taken away or eroded, but I did say to you, I got 3 years in, and I go to the precinct meetings. Not only that, I used to call the Off the Hook show and say, I'm a Suffolk County Board of Elections inspector. Okay, you know, with you guys specifically, it's all good. But that's not always handled properly either, but...
All right. But,
listen, we're gonna open up to some more people.
We got a couple more calls we're going to take. Thanks a lot for your comments.
I just want to say that do a little nothing wrong and they're on you. And I'm not being paranoid. I'm not trying to scare people. It's one of the
okay, but you know, if we all did something like that, they would not be able to handle it all, is what I'm saying. You know, if we all live in fear, yeah, they have us under control. If we all start acting out in their eyes, they're going to have to adjust their expectations.
Right. So again, I'm not worshiping Gary Noble, but let's say, how come he's not arrested all the time, or he's still available? Somehow, if you're have some kind of your own independence or power or legal team behind you or extra funding or just have enough in you, like Bernie, you can get through it and still make your comments and get out there. Do you follow where I went?
Yeah, no, we do, and sorry, we do, and thank you for your opinion. We just want to open it up for some more callers, which we presume are out there. But thanks so much for your opinion.
Emmanuel, I'll call you Emmanuel.
Go ahead.
And you guys are great.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your call.
You have to hit that.
Sorry, I'm new to the phones.
The red button. Kyle.
Hit that. Okay.
The red button.
Oh,
hit
sorry.
The one that's not red.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's how it works.
It's my first day. Give me a break. Thanks all.
Now, we'd like to open up the phones for people who have not called the show before. Not there's anything wrong with people calling the show before, but I want to hear new voices. I want to hear people that are, try something new. Try voicing your opinion on a radio show. If you've never done that before, or you've never done it on this show before, 631-632-WUSB. Tell us, there are people out there that, that basically have an opinion and have thoughts and want to express them, and you don't have to agree with us. But for God's sake, people, let's use what we have. Let's use the resources, whether it's our voices, our telephones, our signs, our votes. There's all kinds of ways that you have power that, you know, you're taught that you have no power, and that's so far from the truth. If people knew how much power they had, things would be changed so quickly.
Yeah, there's something to be said for leading by example. The examples, when people see other people doing stuff, it inspires more action. And I mean, just today I saw people throwing flags and just randomly saw it.
We'll talk about that. I'm inspired by this call coming in, so let's hear what this person
Hello, you're on the air with Kyle and Emmanuel. Turn your radio down. Go ahead.
No, it's my radio's off. I never called in before, but
awesome.
I'm on here now, right?
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Never calling before. That's awesome. Where are you calling from?
I'm on Osher Parkway now in Babylon.
Okay.
Calling from Long Island. The previous caller said something interesting, and I thought about this before. He mentioned briefly that he's surprised that the police don't help protesters. And the interesting thing, and then I'll make my comment, and then I'll hang up, and then I can turn the radio on. The interesting point, I thought about this during the 99% march, or whatever that was called in the city, that really got no traction, even though it lasted for a year. Nobody really talked about it.
Right.
But the protests in Zuccotti Park.
But what's interesting is the police, it's almost like they don't realize that they're closer to the protesters financially, socially.
That's right.
They're closer to them than the people they're protecting. I never understood how, and I'm meaning it in a broad sense, I never understood why police, and I mean that in a broad sense, support wealthy. I never understood the connection because it's actually the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You could even apply the military to the same argument on a global aspect, but I never understood it.
It's very counterintuitive.
And expand on that.
Well, police, they follow orders. Police follow orders, and their orders come from high up.
And what happens is the institution is wielded from those who have influence and power upon those that they want to control. And so those who have influence can access that.
I could see them taking orders. I don't understand most of them being so, is the word zealous about it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be the cop that would sit there and just say, all right, I got to be here, but I'm not going to beat the crap out of you.
Right.
But I never understood why the majority are so into it.
It's what's kind of like a gang mentality where people feel like, you know, they're under attack. They take it personally. And it's not helped a lot of times by people on our side, demonstrators, who see all cops as the enemy. Get into a conversation with them. Talk to them. You'll find, as you say, there are so many common things.
It's almost like it's like a marketing effort. Why don't the protesters market to the police?
Yeah, they have.
You can easily do it with banners and posters and get them on air. And I mean, it's subtle little things, but I don't know why no one publicizes the idea that this cop's making 90 grand a year, if he's lucky, with overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, doing a very dangerous and unpleasant job. But the thing is, you know, if you perceive yourself as the perpetual victim, then you get this resentment against those people that you see as antagonists. And all of that conflict is to the benefit of the people that want a certain regime to be preserved. And, we need to see beyond that. We need to realize we're being manipulated in that conflict. Yeah, so there are a lot of bad cops that need to be taken off the force, and it's up to them to make sure that happens. But at the same time,
I'm talking about more of the rational cop that's worried about his family and his mortgage and, you mm-hmm. know, and all that kind of stuff. But for some weird reason, they're able to convince him, even though he's a regular good guy. They're convincing that they're the enemy. That's what I don't understand. I mean, you always get the crazy guy out there who enjoys his job too much.
Right.
I get that. But the vast majority of them are not like that.
That's true.
I just don't know how they convince them to work so hard at it.
Well, you know, it's just like the vast majority of cops are not bad. Are not people that kill without you know, a good reason. And the same thing you're saying, that the vast majority of demonstrators are not crazy people that are yelling bad things at the cops. But if you perceive that it's the opposite, then you become enemies. And I think it's in the interest of those people who want to maintain the status quo to keep that conflict alive, even though, as you say, it's not actually there.
Yeah,
it's the divide and conquer approach. And it works with everyone, you know, but it's just interesting. I bet, and not that I would know, I mean, I own a business, I'm pretty well off, but it's kind of a relative thing,
uh-huh.
but I'm kind of caught in the middle, you know. But what's interesting about it is that I bet the very wealthy always are concerned about middle and lower class people getting together.
Yes. Oh, it scares the hell out of them.
All right. Because if they could, right, if they could, if the divide and conquer doesn't work, they have a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And on a final note, because I tend to talk too much sometimes.
Yeah, we got another
one
call
last
here.
Thing, though, and it's correlated to all this.
Sure.
Why is populism a bad word? I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm. Well,
why is it, like, it's weird, like, when you talk to, especially a Republican or more on the right, even when you listen, it's not supposed to describe someone who's good. I never understood why, if I'm a politician, I say I'm a populist. It's that maybe a Bernie Sanders is kind of close to it.
Well, wouldn't you say Donald Trump is very close to being a populist?
No, actually, it's the opposite, and I think we're all learning that more and more as each day goes by. But I think people voted him for a reason they're starting to understand wasn't a good one. I think he's starting to erode.
Right. Now they're realizing that, but I think at the beginning he might have been a populist candidate. Listen, we're going to move on to another call. Thanks so much for calling, and enjoy the Ocean Parkway.
You got it, bud.
All right, take care. Let's take this call.
Hello, you're on Off the Wall.
Yeah, hi. I just had the dumbest of all questions.
Are you the same caller?
I listen to you guys. You changed your music on the beginning
Wait,
of the program.
You're not the first caller, then? This is the first time? Okay,
no,
you
I'm
sound
new.
Similar. You're new. Great.
Well, I wish you would go back to your old theme song. But my question is, I think that one of you guys changed your name because one of you sounds like Eric Corley from the Ministry of Truth.
You sound like a caller I used to get on that show many, many years ago.
So that's, yes, this is Big Jim Doomsayer.
Who used to work in the graduate chemistry building, right?
Yes.
Wow.
How about that?
How you doing?
Yeah, all right. It's just a surprise that you changed your name.
Well, yeah, it's a good way to get out from, creditors and things like that, but don't tell anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound like you haven't aged at all.
Yeah, a lot of people say I'm actually getting more infantile as I grow older. Which,
nah.
Well, it has its advantages.
What about Mr. Radio? Does he call?
You know, he hasn't called, and it's we've enjoyed that fact. I hope that remains. Wow.
Well, I always used to start out with the plunge into the depths of despair.
Do you know, the Ministry of Truth, though, that used to be on Tuesday nights as well, back in the 1980s. Maybe even the same exact time. So that's kind of interesting that you would call that show then, and now you're calling this show now.
You got to bring that back. Those are the good old days.
Well, we could just call this a Ministry of Truth then, and then it's back. You know,
it's funny you mentioned Stony Brook. I got laid off from there in 1992.
Well, we're at Stony Brook, so we do mention it quite a bit. You got laid off when?
Yeah.
You know, 1992. Yeah, I wasn't even making much money there. It was for the better. I had gotten a better job. I retired, though, because the management changed, and I couldn't stand new management.
You sound very much the same as well.
Well, I'm older. I'm in my 60s, early 60s now. I could go tomorrow. I'm in good shape, though. But I worked at the Merchant Marine Academy, and I retired early because the management changed, and it was untenable for me anyway.
Well, then you have no excuse. You have no excuse to not get involved and do things to help make the society better.
Well, I was at the town hall today, but, at the meeting in Rant and Raven. Well, I wasn't Rant and Raven, but I was.
Well, what's the word on the street? Yeah, what are your ideas, or what do you have any thoughts on what would help?
In 1 minute, because we're out of time.
All right, well, I don't have a computer. I just got a flip cell phone, so I'm really in the dinosaur age. But I did go to the town hall and complain about the illegal apartments over here and all the gang activity. And I says, you got so many people in a house that how could the situation with gangs be otherwise when you got a situation like this where you have five people to a room and nine cars parked on a lawn? You know, this is Central Islip. So, you know, how could this, it's the town's fault and the government's fault, but that's really not on your radar screen. This, your show is about other things.
Yeah, but it was easy to do, right? I mean, you were able to go and voice your opinion and be a part of the process, at least.
They didn't lock you up. You're still a free man. So
no bruises, no
other
scrapes.
People need to go out and do these things.
Well, there were people there, but it was mostly the agenda seemed today about the parking meters in Bayshore that they didn't like, and they and that the parking spaces were painted the wrong size.
Wow.
They didn't meet New York State regulations.
And here we are wasting our time talking about Trump when there are real issues like that to address.
Yeah, who cares about it?
You'll hang up on me, but I voted for him.
Well, you know what?
I voted.
We need to have a longer conversation about that. Can you call back next week or the week after?
Yeah, I listened to your buddy there in the mornings on Mondays, Mort McCluskey, and I told him that, and he didn't. I says, I didn't learn anything from your program in 30 years.
Wow. Listen, I want to continue this conversation, but we're out of time now.
Yeah, it's great to hear you.
And please keep listening, and let's resume this. And we want to pick your brain a little bit, because we never actually had a real Trump voter on that we could talk to at length about various things. It's good hearing from you again, though. It really is.
Yeah, same here. I'm glad you're well.
Yes.
All right.
Except I'm sick today, but I'm usually well.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. All right. Well, it's good to hear from people. You can write to us, otw@2600.com, and tell us your opinions there. Not enough people write, not enough people call, but it was good to hear from the people we heard from today. And I know there's more people out there, and we want to hear from all of you.
Yeah, just one thing that was mentioned about the police being really into it. I think a lot of it has to do with the equipment and the distance when you have barriers between you and the people who are protesting. You've got shields and tanks and all these, whatever. It keeps you from relating and treating people like citizens, like your fellow human beings. Uh-huh. And with that...
A nice cheerful song to end with. I'm sorry, it just kind of suits my mood.
We
be again, running out of sand. I stare at my reflection to the bone. Blurred eyes look back at me, full of blame and sympathy, so, so close. Right road's not taken, future's forsaken, drop like a fossil or stone. Now it's gone, gone, and I am who I am, who I was. That will never come again. Running out of sand. Dead by desert, victim or witness, we're gonna get hurt. Fragile existence with echoes of worth. I can't stop the bleeding or the tears from nine eyes. There's another us somewhere with much better life. With God as our witness, but he won't testify. Running out of sand. running out of sail, running out of sail.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Do you like to savor a cup of Java in the morning? I know I do, and we're definitely not alone. New Yorkers love their coffee and drink lots of it. With that in mind, just imagine the amount of trash that's created every day by people using disposable coffee cups. There's a better alternative, you know. By using a reusable coffee mug, you can save natural resources, landfill space, and money too. It's called reuse, and it's even better than recycling. So remember, using it once is not enough. Choose to reuse.
Hey, Long Island, come celebrate 10 years of bringing you the blues. The Long Island Blues Society and Sunday Street are presenting two of the world's best acoustic Delta Pickers at the University Cafe right here on Sunday, November 11th. Little Toby Walker needs no introduction. He's Long Island's resident Delta man. And Hans Taysing is the legendary Dutch blues man who puts it all together like he was born on the banks of the Mississippi, not the Rhine. Come see them both at the University Cafe on Sunday, November 11th at 7 p.m. right here on the Stony Brook campus. For information, www.liblues.org or Sunday Street at WUSB's website. You can call 467-4156. Don't miss Long Island Blues Society's 10th anniversary bash with Hans Taysink and Toby Walker, Sunday, November 11th.
Yeah, I hear you feeling down, baby. I hear you feeling blue. Dr. Toby Walker got the medicine for you. Get in step, baby. Take a little walk with me.
Look inside, little man. The blues and you stuck in soon. Bit by bit, baby, you're gonna step swimming, girl. Listen, what you doing, baby? No, it ain't bad. I wonder what you're doing that I take so night now. Little man, I'm losing you, I can see. Bit by bit, baby, you lost the soul with me. Let's go home this morning.
Myself. love you, darling. Steve was my pride and joy, is all of our pride and joy.